Josh's two adorable daughters join us this week as we discuss pre-marathon carbo loading, drinking beer, and some family-friendly activities, too. That's on this week's episode of 90.5 WESA's Social Club. Hello and welcome to Social Club for the week of April 29th. I am Sarah Kovash, a digital editor here at WESA. We have Josh Rollerson, local celebrity.
Hello.
And Rachel Carlson of Yelp Pittsburgh.
I'm here too.
But bigger celebrity.
Oh, no, no, no. I was going to say Josh's celebrity overshines all of ours.
Aww.
He's the one with the billboard.
That's true.
That we don't deface.
Humorously vandalized billboard.
And we have two special guests here. Do you guys want to introduce yourselves?
Hello, I am Greta Rollerson.
Hello, I'm Annalise Rollerson.
Wait, you guys have the same name as me.
How does that work out?
How did you get in here?
You are my dad. You are my dad.
That's right. That's why you guys are familiar. Okay.
You are my dad too, daddy-o.
Okay, let's take it down a notch, ladies, shall
ladies,
we?
Ladies, I want to know, what is your dad's worst habit?
I don't know.
What is your dad?
Does he
sneak candy when he thinks no one's looking?
Yes. He eats all the JoJo's.
Are those to Trader Joe's?
Yeah.
Oreos.
Trader Joe's knockoff Oreos, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's stuff.
I'm familiar.
It's true. I do eat all the JoJo's she's got.
That's sneaky.
Yes, you eat every JoJo in the town, so we kick your face.
Oh, man.
Your name henceforth is JoJo.
All right.
Yeah.
I accept this. All right. So, anybody want to explain why you're here today?
Because it is National Take Your Daughter and Son to Work Day.
Right.
And we are here with our father.
And so proper.
Yes.
I know.
It is your final Take Your Child to Work Day.
Why?
Because you guys are a little squirrely. I'm pretty mean, right? You could speak now. Oh, man.
Oh no.
Oh, they're pouting.
The children have been silenced.
Yeah.
They are now just here to be seen.
They're okay. They're just giggling. They're okay.
All right. Should we proceed to the business at hand?
We can.
Speaking of kids... drinking.
Yeah. Wait, what? I know. Speaking of kids, we're going to be drinking.
Sometimes it makes me want to drink.
Well, it's okay. We have some things for the whole family as well. So we'll start off with the adult affairs, which is Friday. We are having the Brewers Ball, which I'm sure Josh will potentially need after today.
That sounds good.
It is beer, beer, and more beer, benefiting the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation.
It's like fancy beer tasting.
Fatheads is presenting it, so you know it's going to be hit up by some good beer.
Cool, yeah.
And that is at the Wyndham, and it is a little bit hefty of a ticket price, but I always like to remind myself that it is going to a good cause, and you can enjoy drinking beer while donating to a good cause.
I love to have a philanthropic pretext to drink beer, so thank you, Cystic Fibrosis Foundation.
I know it's kind of hard to say, but especially after a couple beers.
After a couple beers,
exactly. The more beer you have, the bigger it'll be.
Yeah, say that three times after a couple beers. So you can head there, or all weekend long, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Bare Bones Productions is going to be presenting this at the New Hazlitt, which, if you've not been to the New Hazlitt, it is a super cool thrust stage theater, which means there's three sides of the audience. So it's very up close and personal and intense. Uh-oh.
It does sound intense.
It's intense in terms of probably... no giggling with this one
this information is so exciting. It's like I can barely contain myself.
Well, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, I don't think you're going to be giggling at, but
yeah, it's not super child friendly comedy.
Maybe not
fair, but
bring your daughter to the production day.
Yes, but a good show nonetheless, and one of the largest that Bare Bones is doing. So I think it's going to be a good one. You can check that out all weekend long. And then Sarah's so excited.
Friday, the Wiggle Whiskey Barrel House is opening officially. They're going to start with a barrel roll from the Strip District location.
Yes. So
take a shot, roll the barrel.
Nice.
Yeah.
They're not actually going to roll the barrel, right?
I think that they transport the barrel on some sort of contraption. And I did it 1 year and we did it on that pedal ride bicycle thing that I can't think of.
The keg ride was last weekend.
Oh,
wait,
my
did
gosh.
You guys do the keg ride?
Guys, Scott,
what was the surprise location?
I was going to say, I want to know if you're right.
I was right. It was at their new brand new location, which is still in its stages of being worked on, but gonna be super awesome. The patio, guys, this is where you're gonna find me every single nice. Weekend, I'm maybe excited. Weekday. It's awesome.
And tell us where the new location is.
It is on 19th Street between Smallman and Penn in the Strip. And they're gonna have the brew pub. This is East End Beer mm-hmm. Brewing. And they're going to have Eliza's Oven Baked Goods is going to be there as well. So it's a very exciting time. I'm super excited about having them there. And it was a little bit of a rough ride because I don't ride a bike that much. And some of the hills were bad, but it was so beautiful. We went all around Point Breeze, Friendship, into the Strip. So
they really just like take you all over the place to confuse you and disorient you.
A little bit, yeah. But it was really fun and very well organized. Kudos to Scott and his team because it was incredibly well organized for an event. So, and over 500 people, it was the most popular
nice.
One.
Wow.
That's yeah. a lot.
But it didn't seem too bad because it was so well organized.
Well, this is, here's your segue from Keg Ride to Barrel Roll.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I've been meaning to give Wiggle a shout out all this month because it's my wife's birthday was this month. Their mom. Uh-huh. She can't have gluten, right? So she's gluten-free. And my gift to her this month was I would also in solidarity I would forego gluten, which means
that is very very nice of you.
Not strictly no beer, but there's a pretty limited range of beer that right? you can consume if you're not eating gluten. So that means I've relied on whiskey a lot and Wiggle got me through the month.
Through.
So
shout
thanks
out to Wiggle.
That's the bad habit that the
yeah,
kids are
they don't know about that.
I'd say it's a good habit.
No, I agree. I fully agree on that.
If you want to celebrate the month end of your gluten-free zone, then Wiggle Whiskey is a good place. In the Barrel Roll, they're going to be adding a couple stops along the way to the north side. So I think that's pretty cool. They're kind of changing it up a little bit. So fun time over there. Or we're getting into family-friendly zone. So
good.
The tech shop on Saturday from 1 to 5 is having a Maker's Fair, pretty much. So the tech shop is super awesome. I know I've mentioned them before. They have all different kinds of makers and artists that have kind of an in-house membership that they can come and make goods and services that a lot of them sell around the Pittsburgh area. And they're going to be on display to buy. And then what I love about this description for the party is that in big, bold capital letters at the bottom, it says cake. So there's going to be cake, too.
That's all you really need, right? Girls, what do you think? Does that sound like fun?
No. Cake?
You guys like to make stuff. Cake doesn't sound like fun, even?
That does.
Come on. Yeah, cake is always
You guys
fun.
Are always making stuff.
Yeah.
You want to, like, use a laser cutter?
Don't you want to make
free
flour?
Free reign cool, of the right? laser cutters.
All right. Well, Greta, you had something to say. You look like maybe you had a suggestion for something that would be fun to do this weekend, did you?
Yes. Maybe this weekend, if you have time, you could go to the Natural History Museum because they discovered a new dinosaur.
That's right. Did you guys hear about that?
Yeah, it is also on WESA.FM. You want to read about it.
Yes.
That is so cool.
Yes,
it is really cool.
It's like the best titanosaur skull that's yet been discovered.
And it's like 95 million years old or something?
It was like,
Yeah, it was like quite old.
It was like 995 years old or something. It was like almost a billion years old. I had to double
check
the copy.
The point is it's really old.
Thank you, Greta.
Yes.
To the point as always.
Yes. Very succinct.
Yeah. What's your favorite dinosaur anyway?
I don't know.
We haven't discussed it.
Mine is the Tyrannosaurus Rex.
What's your favorite exhibit at the Natural History Museum? You want to think about it and get back to us?
Yes.
All right.
Good call.
It's okay. It's a good one. It's hard to pick. There's so many awesome dinosaurs.
Well, it seems like we spend a lot of time in the room where they have like the boxes full of animal parts.
Yeah, in the sand and you dig.
Slightly macabre, but.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's a different thing. We like that one too.
I like all the stones and gems.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
I like when you get to there are like seashells and leaves and stuff, and then you can put them under the microscope and look at it on a big TV.
That's cool.
Future scientist right there.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Ani, what do you like at the museum? What's
future astronomer.
What else we
one
got?
One more. Family friendly. Mac and cheese bake off. What do those words mean to you?
Heaven.
Carbs.
Mac and cheese, ladies?
Yummy.
Yeah? Right. So Mac and Cheese Bake Off, they're going to be having on Saturday starting at 7 p.m. in the Morningside area.
This could be actually a really good event if you're running the marathon on Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Carbo load. Carb up.
That's definitely my plan. I'm going to eat. I just want to eat as much. Well, we're actually probably going to go to watch the hockey game Saturday night. So I'm hoping the bar that we go to will just give me a big plate of spaghetti
get
that I can
some
eat.
Liquid carbs, too.
Yeah. Yes,
so, don't stay out too late, Sarah.
Yeah, don't
I know,
stay out
I
too
won't.
Late.
I won't.
Retire early. But I will. You can head to the Mac and Cheese Heaven. They're going to be having drinks and games, music, and of course mac and cheese,
mac and cheese.
Benefits it looks like it benefits those who serve, so I'm assuming some sort of military
waiters and waitresses.
Yeah, well,
you're probably right, it's probably that
military services. So good cause. Mac and cheese is awesome. So
my friend at school's name is Maggie, and she is having an ice cream party every Sunday. It's called Sunday Sundays, and bring a topping to share.
That's a great idea.
That is a great idea. I would bring rainbow sprinkles.
I think I'd bring some really delicious cherries because I love maraschino cherries.
Oh, yum. Too bad we weren't invited to Maggie's party.
We were.
You guys were.
Oh, okay. We're not invited.
The rest of us are.
Maybe we'll have
we're
going to
be okay
party.
With mac and cheese. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So you can round out the weekend with some delicious mac and cheese, carbo load, and good luck to all the runners.
Yeah, Josh is going to be running.
Yeah, we'll see you out there.
Full marathon.
Sarah's on the relay team.
Relay.
I'm doing the less impressive relay.
We're counting on both of you to uphold the good name of WESA. So,
or in my case, the slow name of WESA.
No. Yeah, so Josh,
yeah, if I'm still standing at the end of it, that'll be a win for the day.
I'm looking
at you.
Go,
Daddy, go.
Thanks, Greta.
Go, awesome. Daddy, go. Good luck, guys.
All right.
See ya.
Go, Daddy, go.
More like go, Daddy, yo.
Yeah.
Problems with police prosecutors and courts dominate the news, and people are asking, is our criminal justice system broken? Maybe, but lucky for us, it's broken in some pretty interesting ways. I'm University of Pittsburgh Law Professor David Harris, host of the Criminal Injustice Podcast. I'll talk with the people who know the system best and hear their best ideas for fixing it. Find Criminal Injustice in iTunes or at WESA.FM.
Pittsburgh.
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 Pittsburgh's NPR news station.
This is 90.5 FM.
WESA Pittsburgh.
Streaming at WESA.FM.